The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. The Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo, January 25th through the 28th at the Schaumburg Convention Center. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello everyone, this is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, hello everyone, and I hope you're ready to enjoy today's show and follow me into the great outdoors. Well, actually, you're going to follow me to the great outdoors indoors, because today's program, we are at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo in the Schaumburg Convention Center for the weekend. So come on out and see us, and let's have some good time, okay? Ice fishing, it's going to really change quick here, folks. It's going to be in the 40s, rain, and everything else, so we know it's going to happen. I know. You're going to have to head north into Wisconsin, but we'll try to talk about ice fishing later on in the show. I'm not sure, because we got so many people that are coming on to talk about the great things that are happening at this show. This is the big show to come to in Chicago, and I mean, there are so many new booths and everything there. You're going to have a great time. Stop by my booth. The kids are going to have a great time with everything that we do out there. So remember, all of this is just for you, the outdoors person. Whether you're 6 years old or 106, come on out to the show. On this week's program, we're going to have our good friend, Oliver Nye. He's a professional bass angler who will be doing seminars at the show, and I think you are going to really like this guy. I like him so much. You're going to like this guy. He's really, really good, okay? Because he can talk to us, and he taught himself to bass fish. He didn't. I mean, it's a great story, okay? And then Todd Alberto, the show producer, is going to be coming on with a whole boatload of information of what's going on at the show, different vendors, programs, gifts, all kinds of neat stuff that's going to be happening out there. And you want to make sure you're going to be part of that whole program. And you also never know who's going to be calling in the program here, because, you know, the phone rings and we got to find out who's there. Oh my goodness, we have somebody who was at the, you know, Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show yesterday for their big Musky Friday. Yes, yes, yes. Besides, he's a good Chicago boy who did good. He did good. Jim Sarek, everyone. Jim, how are you?
I'm doing great, Chauncey. How are you?
You know, like I says, a Chicago boy who did good. Now, you were there yesterday for the big Musky Friday Fest and stuff like this, but this is a fun show for all anglers, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it has so many great things. You know, you've got, you know, manufacturers there showing a lot of really new product, which is always exciting to see. Mm-hmm. You've got a bunch of resorts there. You have, you know, just all kinds of, you know, retailers there selling different products, stuff from last year, this year. And then there's a lot of great exhibitors for, you know, for kids. There's a bunch of fun stuff there. See all the boats. I mean, and then Canadian resorts. There's just a, you know, you can spend a lot of time there and get lost pretty easily and kind of enjoy the day. It's a great way to spend the day for sure.
Oh, it is. And, you know, whether you're a bass fisherman, pan fisherman, steelhead, northern pike, bass, muskie geek, muskie god like you are. And I've been in a boat with Jim, so I can say that. He's a very, very good fisherman. And, you know, this is a show where you can touch a little bit and really talk even some of the lodges that not just one species, you know, they can do more. They're multiple species. But if you want big muskies, you can go and talk to them about stuff. There's even musky lures. I saw them hanging on a wall at one of the retailers. Daiwa is there with some great rods and reels and other ones that are there. You can't go wrong with this because this is where people see so much for you to enjoy. And I think you are seeing a little bit of a resurgent, would you say, in musky fishing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we definitely see that. And I think that, you know, part of it is because it's really good, like, in a lot of places that, like, in our backyard. I mean, you think about the Fox chain that's in our backyard. It is, you know, you could go to Chris Torsano, who spoke at the, you know, at the seminars on Friday. He's got a booth there, and they do musky, and they do walleye, and they do panfish, and bass and everything. And so you can go and experience phenomenal fishing, like some with him or his team of guys that work with him for a day. And it's like, you're not traveling to the remote wilderness of Canada or going far away. And yes, you can experience all those things, but I just feel like from a musky standpoint and a lot of other stuff, we have a lot of great fisheries that are getting better. And there's just a lot of opportunities. And the show is a great time to walk around, see people, you know, spend some time talking to guides, talking to resorts. If you're thinking about planning a trip, it's really, you know, come with a list of questions. Look at photos, right? What fish are being caught? I mean, the reality is the proof is in the pudding. Look at the photos of the fish being caught at a particular time of year and plan your trip then.
Yeah. You know, and you hit it on the money, where fishing is getting better, folks. Don't think, you know, when they talk about the old days may just be here. You just don't know it yet because you haven't been out there. You know, you mentioned, you know, fishing locally, that the, was it Bussy Lake? They're catching muskie that are over 44 inches long.
Yeah, that's just amazing to me that's going on. It's a testament to, you know, just stocking programs, develop, you know, the DNR really developing these things and listening to anglers. And then, of course, with muskies, you know, you have catch and release, which is the biggest thing. And so these fish get caught again and again and again. And it's amazing.
And if somebody ever asks me, which they do, well, what does a muskie taste like? I always tell them bald eagle. And,
yeah.
You know, I get a strange look. But up on the chain of lakes, you know, the muskie clubs have been the backbone. And there are some muskie clubs at the show, everyone. They've been the backbone for not just for a novice or a well-seasoned angler, but as a novice, you get this room full of knowledge and a whole list of new friends. But they've been for years putting stocking the chain. And this year, the Chain of Lakes, somebody woke up on DNR and they planted 3,000 more muskies than the club did because of it should be X amount per acre. And they literally said, well, we need to put more muskies in besides the club doing what they're doing. Whoa. I want to be there in a few years, guys.
Oh, yeah, it's phenomenal. And you've got this shad population that has somehow exploded in the Fox chain. There's an example up there. And that is so it's like, yes, you can put more muskies in. And it's because the shad population can feed them, right? It can support it. So you have this situation where you can maintain a large muskie population. You can maintain a large walleye population, and the bass fishing is getting better. You know, I talk to so many anglers, and it's kind of how this happens in this cycle. We're in a really, really good cycle in the muskie fishing. You know, it's phenomenal. I mean, it really, really is. I went out, I think it was one day in June, and we went out in June. A buddy of mine, we filmed one of my Muskie Hunter TV episodes for YouTube, and I think we caught 8 fish. We started about, you know, six or seven in the morning. We ended about 2, and we caught 8 muskies. The biggest one was like, I think it was 46 or 47 inches, but we had multiple fish of those 7. 3 or 4 of them were like 42 to 46 inches, which was great. You know, and there were other boats out there fishing, and I watched lots of other boats catch them. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's so cool. And I'm glad you mentioned YouTube, because I wanted to tell everybody, that's where you can find your show, right?
Yeah, yeah. If you if you go to YouTube and search Muskie Hunter TV, boom, you'll see it. Mm-hmm. And there's all kinds of free episodes to watch. They go from, there's some are 2 minutes long, some are 20 minutes long. I've got old episodes from previous years, but it's just, there's every week, every Monday, I kick out a new thing. And in fact, on Monday, there'll be a show that was, you know, from Northern Illinois, so you can see firsthand what it's like.
Oh, I'm going to have to watch that one. And see where that your secret spot is in Northern Illinois, you know? That's Jim Sirik, everybody. Jim is not just jokingly said a Chicago boy who did good. But no, he really is. He's, born in the Northern Illinois here, worked hard, went to college, did all of this stuff. I mean, this guy's put 225 muskies larger than 50 inches in his boat. Oh, my gosh. You know, he's got a list of seminars that he does all over the, you know, upper Midwest, makes his pilgrimages to Canada, and he shows this all in his YouTube show, which is called what again?
It's, The Muskie Hunter.
Mm-hmm. The Muskie Hunter television show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Visit muskiehunter.com. It's muskiehuntertv.com to watch more of him. But he wants you to come out to the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo at the Schaumburg Convention Center this weekend because, you know what? You're going to have a good time, right, Jim?
Absolutely. It's an amazing experience.
Cool. Once again, Jim Sirik, everybody. Thanks for coming on, Jim.
Sure.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Mark your calendars. The Midwest Muskie Club's 8th Annual Fishing and Outdoor Show will be held on Saturday, February 3rd from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Village Sportsman's Club, 5201 West 115th Street in Alsip, Illinois. This is the one show that you can find fishing, hunting, boating, camping, and other outdoor-related gear from slightly used to even brand-new items. There will also be a drawing for a Garmin Panoplex with a live scope. And ready for this? Only $1 a chance. Wow! So visit MidwestMuskieClub.com for more info or go to Facebook at Midwest Muskie Club. See you there!
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Let's fish it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me, we've got another international. That means he's not from the Midwest. But we have an unbelievable bass angler, Oliver Nye, who is coming to Chicago this weekend. As a matter of fact, Saturday, today, and Sunday for the, you know, Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show in Schaumburg, Illinois. And Oliver, thank you for coming on the program this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. It's an honor to be on.
Now, are you? You've got some seminars lined up, but the thing I really like about what I know of your history in bass fishing is, you went and said to yourself, "Self, I'm going to teach myself how to do this," and you really pulled up your bootstraps and learned how to bass fish in Southern California, which is not one of the easiest places to go bass fishing.
Tell him again, Chauncey.
You know, he pulled up his bootstraps and he went, you know, taught himself in Southern California, where it is not. Everybody thinks it's, oh, he's got to be. No. Southern California is a tough place to learn how to fish. And whatever age you started, I give you a tremendous amount of credit, career, as you've gone through so many tournaments and different things and stuff. But you really have learned to fit, not just fish California, but because what you do, you've learned to fish across the country, correct?
You nailed it right on the head. It's a direct reflection of the way I learned to mm-hmm. fish and that self-taught methodology I had to develop. Unlike a lot of people that fish at whatever level, I didn't have a mentor. So the only way that I could figure out how to do this was by digesting public info, and that was through the public library system, believe mm-hmm. it or not. So that base of information, which was obviously outdated by the time it made its way into the public library,
mm-hmm.
Set the fundamentals that I could go into my next fishing adventure with and then try to pretty much scientifically experiment my way out of failure. Because that's what a lot of that early stuff was mm-hmm. a lot of failure. And being able to note opportunities to make adjustments to improve mm-hmm. that success rate is an ongoing process three decades later.
Oliver, the reason I am sitting here with a smile from that left ear to my right ear is I have said to so many anglers, I've said this to young anglers, I've said to middle-aged anglers, I've said to, you know, guys that are older than me and everybody, I said, and when they say, well, what's the best way to be a better bass fisherman or whatever fisherman? And I go, yes, you can read the fishing magazines and stuff, and that's all good, fine. But I says, go to a library and learn about the fish. Learn about what makes it tick, why it does something when it's doing it, so you can catch it. God, I just gave you a round of applause.
Oh, agreed.
You know, because that is such an important thing to learn, and I call it the science of fishing. And if the more you learn about the science of that fish, the better angler you're going to be. And that is the very, very, you know, nut of it all. And, you know, you're doing one seminar I know called Soft Swim Baits. You did it on Thursday night. I know you're doing it Friday night. On Saturday, you're doing, I can't remember what you're doing on Saturday night. You're doing
no,
another.
Todd's got me working for sure.
Yeah, Todd's got you working.
Two seminars a day.
Yeah.
So.
You know, he's got you. You're on the assembly line like Lucille Ball at the candy factory. But
I love that episode.
Isn't
man.
It a good one? Yeah. You know, but really, people need to learn this stuff. And you're going to be teaching. And there's a lot of bass in the tank, by the way. I was watching them put them in. And
Nice.
This is where you want people to learn. And it's not just, you know, watching a bait, how you make the bait do what it does. Because I don't care what bait you buy, like you, and you probably know that. You know, you throw it out there and bring it back. It does something. But no. You got to learn how to work that bait. Right?
Exactly. And I try to get people to understand that there's right questions to ask.
Mm-hmm.
When you're looking to learn a technique or about a specific species of fish, or if they're looking for answers to find repeatable success. And it's never, where are you fishing? Or what's the hot lure? It is too shallow of a line of questioning.
Mm-hmm.
And you're skipping so many fundamental steps of piecing that overall puzzle. Because like you tried to elaborate on, it is a complex puzzle. And every system and every body of water is its own unique ecosystem with its own variables and conditions and characteristics that make it unique. So you can't have these broad blanket ideas and answers to so many of these questions that proliferate the fishing culture. Everybody wants the easy answer without putting any work or risking any failure or putting in the time to try to figure out themselves. And I always try to do my best to stoke that curiosity and that exercise of critical thinking, because that's what empowers me to go anywhere, whether it's coming home to my backyard and fishing in highly pressured waters and finding success after being gone for months when locals are struggling to get a bite, or if I'm sending it 3,000 miles to Lake Champlain again and then back. Like, I've been doing the same thing on the saltwater side. We've been having a lot of fun on our Southern California coast, re-exploring it on my own terms, because now I got a 26-foot center console. I can explore ideas and hypotheses that I've come up with in my mind by going out there and trying new ideas. So I'm always trying to encourage people that come to the seminars, people that book me for personal training sessions on the water, or even people that just engage with me across social media, to think critically and, most importantly, have a mind of your own. Just because one person has success using this particular lure this certain way does not mean it won't work in a different scenario utilized in a different manner.
Yeah.
And when people ask me how I come up with these retrieves or come across these eureka moments of, man, this lure in this scenario is the deal, it's because I've never feared failure from trying. And that allows me to just go out there and try a bunch of crazy things.
I hope everybody wrote this down. I hope everybody
wrote it. It goes over a lot of people's heads. They don't want to hear it. Because that means they've got to invest time and effort and thought into how they're going to tackle their next fishing goal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Oliver, I got to get in a boat with you for about an 8-hour day. And we may fish 4 of it. But we're going to have a great conversation for all of it.
Every time. Every time.
You know, I know the other seminar that you're doing is New Age Pan Fishing with Big Bass Dreams.
That's right. And I'm so glad Todd let me run with that, because I've discovered so much from my bass fishing across the country, across the decades, that has translated directly to even panfish and targeting bigger panfish. And really maximizing my success rate on above average, even black crappie, red ear sunfish, and bluegill. It's been a lot of fun, and there's a lot of parallels there, and there's so many lessons that you can learn from every style of fishing that you can then take that experience from and then subplant it in a whole different species of fish or region, and find similarities to duplicate that success. I've made a career out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's been giant largemouth that a lot of people know me for, or the big smallmouth we've been targeting across the northern band in the last 6 years, or even my 3-year black hole dive into big musky dreams. Like, I find success by having ideas of my own and then going out there and putting in the time and effort and figuring it out instead of relying on reports or the ideas that somebody else came up with. And so many of them get so regurgitated through social media especially, but even print and video now. It's a lot of the same ideas that have just been regurgitated again and again. And man, as an angler myself who's always looking for knowledge, that bores the hell out of me.
Oh god, yes. And the other thing too is, you know, bluegills and panfish and all that, you know, they're everybody, guess what, they're related to the largemouth bass, you know.
They're all in the same sunfish family.
That's right. And people will go, huh? But they're all related. So there's something about them that they're all going to act a little bit like each other. And that's what you have to learn. And, oh, Oliver, I'm ready to sit down with you and have a soda pop. And just, you know, and have a long conversation, because I'm sure I can learn a lot and you may learn one or two small things from me. But it's just, you are a breath of fresh air in this bass fishing industry, you know?
Oh, thank you.
You're thinking on your own, you're standing on your own, you want to teach on your own, you want to explain for others to not just read and do, but read, think, and do. So when you get up to a lake and you stand out there and you look at it, you look at the lake and say, what am I going to do here? And you learn to read the lake. You learn to read the water. You learn to read the fish. And you go do it, and it didn't come out of somebody's magazine that, you know, is full of big fish pictures.
Yeah, it's pretty wild where fishing has taken a kid that grew up in La Puente, California, fishing a 240-acre reservoir called Pudding Stone. And what I've been able to be fortunate enough to have experienced worldwide now. And it always comes down to those same basic core principles and fundamentals. So I'm excited about this show because I get to talk about something very fundamental to my fishing upbringing, which is fishing for panfish. And I've got ways that were even revolutionary back then when I was doing it, talked to me by some real OGs of my local fishing scene there, to things I've discovered now, to where, like, whenever I'm fishing, especially in the Northwest and the Midwest, if people haven't seen the DOS Boat series that I did with Meat Eater, it's a high production show on their YouTube channel, but we traveled through the country in the rinky-dink boat targeting all kinds of different fisheries. But we did a muskie and panfish episode in season two, two extreme opposite ends of the Midwest fishing scale. And luckily, I was able to catch a muskie on film in the first couple hours of the shoot. It made everybody sigh. And then they kind of scoffed, like, oh, man, that was the hard part. Now we can just finish a panfish segment. And I was like, oh, man, you guys are throwing a little bit too much disrespect at the panfish. Sure enough, they proved to be more challenging to find and capture for this expensive film shoot than the muskie was. And I had to kind of take the bulls by the horns and really start showing them, like, how we locate them and then target them. And it got real technical too. And my co-host at the time is born, raised Minnesota, Twin Cities, ice fishing, pan fishing part of his life. What he knew was fishing a leech under a slip bobber. And I did something that is very natural to me, and I tried drop shotting, and I whooped his monkey ass. Like, it was crazy. Like, I literally caught, I think, 40-1 to his slip bobber technique, which is such a staple way for people to target panfish. But outside of a few specific scenarios, highly inefficient.
Yeah.
Like, just in that example alone, I was able to get a bait placed perfectly on these sunken cribs quick and in the strike zone immediately. And I was directly in line with my bait, so I feel every bite and every nibble. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Yeah. Everyone, we're talking with Oliver Nye, everybody. And he's doing two seminars on Saturday, two seminars on Sunday. The first one is at 10:30, New Age Pan Fishing. Not just bring the kids out. If you got any grandkids or kids in your house, bring them to a seminar like this. They'll learn something and have fun at the show. And then, you know, it's just, this is going to open doors in your brain about fishing. That's why. Can you tell I'm excited?
I'm excited. I love that show. Yeah. I always have a great time at the Chicago Land Expo.
Yeah, please, everybody come out. Meet Oliver Nye, and then his second seminar is going to be Soft Swim Bait Fundamentals, Big Bass Dreams of Oliver Nye. And, you know, so this is where I want you to come out both days. If you miss one, come back the next day and listen to him for the second one. And just flip it. In the morning, he's doing the Soft Swim Bait Fundamentals, and later on in the day, he's doing the panfish. Oliver, the words thank you are not enough for you to come to Chicago, to the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo, but to open the minds and eyes of so many people who will learn to catch more fish because you're standing on the hog trough. Okay, my friend?
I appreciate it, Chauncey.
You're
Thanks
welcome.
Again. Looking forward to seeing everybody.
You're welcome. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Mark your calendars. The Midwest Muskie Club's 8th Annual Fishing and Outdoor Show will be held on Saturday, February 3rd from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Village Sportsman's Club, 5201 West 115th Street in Alsip, Illinois. This is the one show that you can find fishing, hunting, boating, camping, and other outdoor-related gear from slightly used to even brand new items. There will also be a drawing for a Garmin Panoplex with a live scope. And ready for this? Only $1 a chance. Wow! So visit MidwestMuskieClub.com for more info or go to Facebook at Midwest Muskie Club. See you there! Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Low dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today. And they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com and stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Attention all anglers, the world debut of Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods is happening at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo Thursday, January 25th through the 28th in Schaumburg, Illinois. The TDI walleye rod, including spinning, casting, and trolling rods, will be showcased for the first time, and a limited supply will be available from select tackle retailers at the show. Nowhere in the country can you get these rods except from Fish Tech, Tackle Temps, and Angler's Outlet at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo in Schaumburg, Illinois. So come to the show and be one of the first to have a new TDI walleye rod today.
Catch the big one. Your fishing and outdoor season kicks off at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo, January 25th through the 28th at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Learn from fishing experts Brandon Polinek, Matt Robinson, Steve Heiding, Jim Sarek, Oliver Nye, and more. Shop over 100 exhibits. Save on gear and tackle, boats and electronics. Book your next fishing or hunting trip. All your fishing needs under one roof and tons of family fishing fun. January 25th through 28th. Tickets at chicagoland.sportsshows.com.
Book your salmon fishing charter dates early with Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo. He's there. He's got his calendar. Get those hot dates for his coho, big king salmon, lake trout, and more. That's DiamondGhostCharters.com, and you can see him at the Chicago Fishing, Tackle, Travel, and Outdoor Show in Schaumburg. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Well, now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones.
Hey, this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
As a lemonade setting in the shade, whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and I am at the place. And you're saying, what's the place? The place is the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo going on at the great Schaumburg Renaissance Center here, the convention center. And with me is the gentleman who has molded this show from when it first came into the door here into what a really good show that it is. Todd, thanks for coming on the program.
Chauncey, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be back in Schaumburg and looking forward to seeing all the Chicagoland anglers again.
And they're here. Trust me, they're here. Now, this is the one show that I tell people, I go, it's not a show that's just about this. It's not a show that's just about Canada. It's not a show that's just about, a certain type of fish that you like. It's a show that covers all the aspects of the outdoor fishing and travel even. I mean, there's a lot of places that you're going to be showing people where they can go to enjoy a week, a weekend, or whatever here, isn't it?
It is. It is. And I think you said the fishing opportunities as far as travel is concerned, but we also have some really cool hunting outfitters here this year. We have some South African deals that are exhibiting. So there's also an opportunity to talk about booking a trip to South Africa, one of those exotic hunting expeditions. Mm-hmm. You talked about fishing and we talked about travel, but God, the boat section this year is bigger than it's ever been.
I walked over there and I went, whoa, when did the marina show up?
I think we have I haven't gone out and done an exact count yet, but I think we have about 100 different boats out there. This year to look at and compare. A lot of great fiberglass boats for fishing as far as either bass fishing or walleye fishing. We've got some aluminum models, Crestliner, Lund, G3 are all out there. And I'm going to forget somebody. I always do, John, so you know that. And then we've got some great pontoon opportunities here as well.
And because there's this huge interest, not for me, but for a lot of people, kayak fishing. You got kayaks and stuff here.
Wait a second. You don't get in a kayak and fish?
Well, no, I'll get into it and fish, but getting out is another subject.
You and me both, brother. But boy, yeah, no, this year here, more kayaks than ever. I think by last count, we had 14 or 15 different kayak brands. Most of them geared to the angler more than just the recreational kayaker. But I think there were 15 brands out there. We have three dealers. So yes, more kayaks than ever before as well.
Yeah, I mean, this is the people that I've met all across the upper Midwest here, this is the show they talk about. This is the show that they want to see. This is the show that they want to be part of. And, you know, even Sunset Country in Ontario, you know, has got a contest to win a trip. I mean, how can you go wrong? There's something going on everywhere.
You want to know something? I just learned about the giveaway trip that Sunset Country's doing. You just taught me that there's so many things that are given away, so many opportunities to compare different lodges and outfitters. Everybody talks about, well, I can find my trip when I'm online. You really can't. I mean, if I'm going to go to a lodge for a week, do I want to just find a trip online? No, I want to meet with the lodge owners. I want to hear about the opportunity. If I'm going to be spending all day on a boat with somebody, I want to see what that guy's like when we're talking one-on-one to make sure he's a good fit.
The other thing is, and I talked about it last week on our program, with that it's going to be at this show. It's starting just like last year. Daiwa had the big announcement for the Bessie lure that
to me, I think you should flay that lure and eat it. But they are having a brand new walleye trolling and casting rod called TDI. And this isn't being announced at a big ICAST show down in Orlando or the or big shows wherever in the country. They're using your show to say to the world, there's a new rod for fishermen.
Well, and I think they value those, the Midwest anglers. They understand how many are passionate about walleye. And I don't think they're going to see those same people down in Orlando that truly understand the walleye industry. So what better place than the Chicagoland Fishing Travel and Outdoor Expo to launch that line? I think it's, what, 17 rods, I believe, is what they're launching. So very excited for them to be doing it here. And from what I understand, there will be a few dealers, limited quantities, but you can buy the walleye rods here at the show while supplies last.
Yeah, and that's a magic word, while supplies last. The other thing about Daiwa has got all kinds of programs for the different reels and different other products that they have where you can get a shirt, a hat, or a lot of different things from them by just purchasing, and then you bring it to one of their booth, and then you wind up walking out with another great gift that, you know, is 65. It has a value of $65, so you can't go wrong here. But then I don't know how you do this. You must have pictures of all these professional anglers that they all come here to do seminars. Oh, Todd asked me. I got to go. I mean, you got pictures of them holding, you know, carp or something, or I don't know what.
Boy, I'll tell you. No, we've got a great lineup of seminars this year. Everybody says, boy, you have Brandon Polinek coming again. But the one year I didn't have Brandon Polinek here, mm-hmm. everybody was like, where's Brandon? We love seeing him. I mean, you've got a 2022 and 2017 Angler of the Year. I think he's made the classic every year since, even when he was fishing the Federation, he made it that year. So I think it's I believe it's his 13th year fishing the classic. He's so approachable. He's always got new techniques, and he just loves people. So it's tough not to say, let's not have Brandon this year. However, new person we have coming in for those bass fishing lovers is Matt Robertson. Mm. Matt is, I'm trying to think of the right word, but I think freak might be a pretty good one right here, Chauncey.
Free-spirited.
Free-spirited. I like that. You know, you said it a lot better than me. So Matt is your favorite redneck fisherman from Kentucky, mm-hmm. Sporting a mullet that actually Seth Fider wish he could grow one like Matt does. And Matt's in Saturday and Sunday, shot up the ranks of professional anglers. I think Bass Fan right now has him as number 15 as far as top professional anglers in the world.
Mm-hmm. And then the gentleman that was earlier in the show this morning, Oliver Nye, is coming. And this guy, in that interview that I just did with him this morning, Todd, he found a new fan in me. That's all I can say. This guy was speaking. I was like, oh, my God, I'm in church, and this guy's talking right to me.
You'll never find a more passionate nor successful angler than Oliver. I mean, I don't know if you've seen some of the big fish he's caught, but, man, this guy is truly the big fish master. I think his website is what? Big Bass Dreams. Mm-hmm. God, he is such a great professional fisherman, but, I mean, such a great fisherman. But not only that, I mean, you talk about somebody who will sit there and talk angling for hours upon hours with people. He just has so much knowledge. And if you want to learn to throw a swim bait, and all of us want to be successful throwing swim baits, I know there is no one out there that's better than Oliver.
And he's also doing a seminar on pan fishing. And he said that they went out there, they were doing a muskie seminar, a muskie show, and he caught a muskie. The crew was happy he caught a muskie because, you know, they got, all right, it's on tape. And then he says, no, we're going to go pan fishing now. And he took these guys to school on drop-shotting panfish and catching over hand-sized panfish in this lake that he's never fished before. And these guys that were filming him were like, huh? So, I mean, this is, you got to go to both seminars. Just plan on being here all day when he's here. Yeah. But,
you know, before we walk away from Oliver, too, and talk about some of the other great speakers we have this week. So we run another show in New Jersey, a saltwater fishing expo, biggest saltwater fishing expo on the East Coast. And I'm talking to one of our favorite exhibitors, this guy Frank Crescatelli, who's a well-known striper angler in New Jersey. And he said, Todd, he goes, you know Oliver? I'm like, how do you know Oliver Nye, this bass fishing specialist who plays around with crappie? He goes, Todd, he came out here and started throwing those swim baits on stripers out in the bay, Raritan Bay, and was catching monster stripers. And they went on to win this major tournament with this guy who was supposedly a big bass specialist. Mm-hmm. So Oliver is very diverse. I know he's gotten into saltwater fishing out in California. But boy, whatever he targets, he just finds success.
Yeah. And I mean, you just look at the list of, you know, once again, folks, the room is full of unbelievable boats, unbelievable lodges, different places to go, different lure companies, people to talk to, a hog trough with all these seminars that are going on there and someplace else.
A gear galore. Fishing gear galore. If you want to get outfitted for 2024 and you need something or want something, this is the place to come and buy it.
Tremendously. And here you got even last year's college bass champion, Louis Manetti. You've got Cheryl Smith's going to be here. Our good friend Mark O'Neill talking about changing Lake Geneva fishing. Violet Talley's going to be here. She was on our program last week talking about this show. I mean, it's just unbelievable. There's a list of seminar people that you just wouldn't believe.
Well, and I mean, you've got to go to the website and check out everybody who's here. But if you want to, you know, fish crappie down at Lake Shelbyville or Kentucky Lake, you have Steve Welch who's talking about that. But we also have some walleye specialists. We have muskie specialists. I don't know what we aren't covering in that seminar series.
Well, this says it all right here. The ultimate fishing and travel show for the Midwest anglers, from bass to muskie, from walleye to pike, from bluegill to crappie. It's all here, and it's right.
I think that captures it.
Hey, what are the hours of the show?
So we open Thursday from 12 to 8, Friday from 12 to 8. Saturday, we open at 10 a.m. and we close at 7 p.m. Sunday, we are open at 9 a.m. and we close at 3 p.m.
And can you get your tickets online?
You can buy them online. You can print them at home when you buy them online. You can keep them on your phone and show us your phone and we'll scan your phone. Or you can come and buy them at the door. Whatever's most convenient. We always recommend that you buy them in advance because then you don't have to stand in the long lines to get to the box office and then stand in line again to get into the show.
I have been coming to shows in Chicago since the International Amphitheater. God, am I old. That's old shows. And you know what? I am excited walking in this door as I was walking into one of the great old shows that was in Chicago for 30 years. And this is what people need to get excited about. This is the new great show for the Chicagoland area.
Well, and again, I had somebody reach out on Facebook recently, Chauncey, and they said, oh, it's the same exhibits every year. And I don't know how they can say that because I did a count today, and by my count, we had 53 new exhibitors this year that haven't been in the show before or haven't been in the show for at least 5 years. Mm-hmm. So you're looking at new and innovative product. You're looking at new retailers. I think there's something here for everybody, regardless of their level of fishing. There's something here for everyone.
Exactly. And if you want to get more information, go to sportshows.com. Or just go into your search engine, type in Chicagoland Fishing Travel and Outdoor Expo, and it'll direct you to that. But, Todd, thank you for you and your staff and making this a grand fishing weekend for everybody who comes to it.
Oh, you're welcome. And honestly, the couple years that we were shut down during COVID, I miss coming here to Chicago so much. We've got such a passionate angling base in this market, and we love being here. We love seeing people. A lot of the people will walk up to me and tell me, I think this is our 13th year now, minus the COVID too. But they'll say, I've been coming every year, and I'm just so excited to see everything that you guys have to offer as it changes year to year. And that means so much to us. We put a lot of work into it, and we love having your support and love seeing you all. So come on out and get outfitted for your 2024 fishing season and learn some new tips and tactics from this great lineup of anglers here who are willing to talk to you about how to make your fishing game stronger.
Exactly. And once again, when you go to the website, you're going to learn about all the different programs that are going to go out there. We got some great giveaways at the show. And at when you've got the younger kids, bring them over to my booth because we're going to be playing a lot of games with the kids there at my booth and having a great time at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo.
And don't forget, Sunday, I don't think we talked about Family Day. I mean, you're talking about having families and them coming by to see your booth. But Sunday, kids 11 and under are free. And the first 100 kids in line get a Daiwa fishing rod and reel combo. So make sure you come by, get in line early for that opportunity, and please bring the family. Come and buy a boat. Come and buy some fishing tackle. Come and buy a kayak. Come and book a trip. Or just come and learn and don't buy anything.
You know, I'll agree 100%.
Thanks again, Chauncey.
That's Todd Alberto, everybody, the guy who puts together this great show. It's unbelievable. Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo this weekend. You know what? You're listening to Chauncey. On Chauncey's Great Outdoors, you know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
The Tinley Fishing Expo returns February 16th. Twice the size, twice the exhibitors, twice the fun. Eat shore lunch, fish the trout pond, learn from Midwest pros and guides, and catch live music performances. Kids will have a blast at Kids Corner with magic shows and activities, while you shop gear and vacations from premier tackle sellers, resorts, and guides. The Tinley Park Fishing Expo, a new kind of outdoor show. February 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Tinley Park Convention Center.
Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today, and they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again, powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Lowe boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com. And stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills.
Attention all anglers, the world debut of Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods is happening at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo Thursday, January 25th through the 28th in Schaumburg, Illinois. The TDI walleye rod, including spinning, casting, and trolling rods, will be showcased for the first time, and a limited supply will be available from select tackle retailers at the show. Nowhere in the country can you get these rods except from Fish Tech, Tackle Temps, and Angler's Outlet at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo in Schaumburg, Illinois. So come to the show and be one of the first to have a new TDI walleye rod today.
Catch the big one. Your fishing and outdoor season kicks off at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo, January 25th through the 28th at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Learn from fishing experts Brandon Polinick, Matt Robinson, Steve Heidig, Jim Sarek, Oliver Nye, and more. Shop over 100 exhibits. Save on gear and tackle, boats and electronics. Book your next fishing or hunting trip. All your fishing needs under one roof and tons of family fishing fun. January 25th through 28th. Tickets at chicagoland.sportshows.com.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info at gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Somebody say, hey! I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you had a good time with me today. We had that's a lot of information we've put out in this show. And, well, it's a good thing that it, weather changed. It's not good for the ice, but, you know, we don't have enough time to cover any fishing reports that may or may not be out there. But, you know, this is the weekend. Come on out to the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show. You can purchase your tickets online. Parking is free. There's so many different things out there. Daiwa with their new fishing rods at their debuting for walleye fishing, and you can use them for bass fishing. There's also so many vendors from different parts of the country. Some new retailers are there. There's all kinds of stuff. My booth is there so we can talk fishing, and we play games with the kids about, you know, asking what the state fish is and things like that. There's so many things to do. And this is a perfect, it's going to be a perfect weekend to come on out to the show. Have some fun. Let them eat some candy. Buy some jerky. Oh, yeah, buy some jerky. I love their jerky. If you get the bacon jerky, tell them Chauncey told you to get it. All right? But this is going to be a great show and a great weekend, and I want you all to come out there. There is no fishing report for Aiden because he's out playing hockey. He's in a tournament, and maybe I'll find out if their team won the tournament or not, but he's been practicing and at this tournament pretty much most of the week, so I know that he didn't go out much. So he's having a really good time. Okay, we've covered that. Captain Tony's going to be at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo, so get your dates lined up. Spring Coho, oh, fast, boom, boom, boom. He's got special deals for two-person charters even this year, so there's a lot of great activity going on everywhere that's out there. I want to thank Oliver Nye for coming on. Of course, our surprise phone call from Jim Sarek, giving us some musky information. Then always the owner of the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show, Todd Alberto, with all of the seminars and the guests and the special things. Sunday being first 100 kids get fishing rods, first 100 with the paid adult get fishing rods. There's going to be a special little program going on. You're going to have to check online. He's doing it with pair of pliers and stuff. Oh, I hear the flute, so, you know, we're coming to the end of the show, and I'd like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one comes from my good buddy Apensui. He says, your kids remember what you do with them a lot longer than what you do for them. It's the fishing trips that linger in their minds more than the fishing pole. Remember that. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we're catching. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week, everybody.